You're listening to Utah Lake, Facts, Fiction, and Fun, a Utah Lake Commission podcast. Hello and welcome back to the Utah Lake Facts, Fiction, and Fun podcast. Did you miss us? We had a couple weeks off there, a couple was busy weeks in the office. Thanks for waiting to hear back from us for a couple of weeks. My name is Sam Brager, Outreach Coordinator for the Utah Lake Commission. Today's episode is kind of a sister episode to our previous one, episode 47, Events at Utah Lake in 2021. This is going to be Projects at Utah Lake in 2021. I know, we're so creative with the names. The reason why we want to do another episode on this is there are some really exciting developments at the lake. And you know, when I first took this job as the Outreach Coordinator back in 2016, a common comment that I heard, I felt like, was that people said, oh, that lake's just been forgotten, or nobody takes care of it, or, you know, it's been left to rot or to go to waste. And that's really not the case. And I didn't know that at the time. I had to learn a lot about it, and we're continually learning, and there's continually new developments. But on the Utah Lake Commission website, you can visit the projects page and find over 20 different projects that are either recently happened or are currently ongoing or have been proposed to happen to try and improve or protect or enhance Utah Lake in some way for the public. So today we kind of have 7 bits of news we want to share with you, 6 of them being specific projects, and the last one, some really exciting news about legislative appropriations. The largest, as far as I know, the largest in the history of the commission since 2007, if not ever, for Utah Lake. So to kick us off, we're going to talk about the Waukara Way Conservation Project. Now, you may have heard of the Waukara Way Conservation Project if you started out listening at the very beginning of the podcast or have been with us since then. In 2020, in February, some of our first episodes were about the Waukara Way Conservation Project. In fact, episode 4, we interviewed Jake Holdaway, who is a longtime resident by the lake and his family, generationally along the lake. And the Waukara Way Conservation Project is a plan to have a 1,000-acre open space park at Utah Lake in the area of Powell Slough, Vineyard, Orem, and Provo. So to clarify, an open space park is not a city park. This isn't, you know, grassy lawns, a playground, that kind of stuff. An open space park is basically managing the existing vegetation and habitat to try and improve it, and then allowing some access. So for right now, the kind of the update for 2021 is that fencing work has already begun, and that is fencing in a pilot testing area for grazing of Phragmites. You know, the commission and county work on Phragmites, and we'll talk about that later, but we are pilot testing a grazing program very similar to what they're doing up at Farmington Bay and some other locations. So fencing has already been going up. They're creating the access point for the maintenance barn for the equipment that will be used on the property, as well as for educational field trips. So the commission offers field trips for fourth graders. That's something that could be hosted there, as well as field trips for other groups and parties who are interested. This project actually received, we just heard word earlier this week, or maybe it was last week, that the legislative appropriation for $4.4 million was approved for this project. So those funds are going to go towards things like the trail. It's a couple of mile section of trail from about the Provo River Delta project in Provo up to where the Vineyard Trail stops. And there's also some trailheads coming in and a bunch of other great amenities that'll be there. So we're really excited about this project because that appropriation came this year. That's going to kind of kickstart it. It did also actually receive funding from MAG. That's the Mountain Land Association of Governments. And that was awarded last year. However, that's on a 3-year funding cycle, so they wouldn't get those funds until 2023. So the plan is for those funds to help with the remainder of the project that will need to be completed at that time. So really exciting stuff about the Waukara Way Conservation Project. We're very excited to see that happen to improve the habitat for the wildlife, improve access for people to be able to recreate, and also balance the various recreational uses. I was just talking with our director the other day, and we were discussing how the section of trail was originally going to be all along the water line, but the delineation of the trail was moved for a large section of it so that about 3 to 4, I think he said maybe 400 acres of land would remain hunting area. The trail would actually come right up against over near, I think it's University Parkway, and it would stay up on the high side in order to keep that area open for hunting, which is something that we really wanted to maintain there. And a lot of hunters were really interested in keeping there. So really great options. Sneak peek in this area, we've actually been talking about a potential event, I think Tough Mudder, but Utah Lake style, that could be out in this area. And that's even in the near future potentially. So, you know, the little sneak peek there for you. The second project that we're going to talk about is the Provo River Delta Restoration Project. In case you haven't heard of this project, the Provo River Delta Restoration Project is an effort primarily to restore habitat for the, it used to be, endangered June sucker. Yay, back in December, very end of December, the June sucker was actually moved from endangered down to threatened status, which recognizes the progress that's been made towards recovery of the species. But it's to recreate the river delta. Provo River is kind of a channel, or what they call a channelized river, and it's terrible habitat for June sucker and other fish species alike to be able to grow up as small fish. So this project is primarily to create that habitat. It's also going to improve water quality at the lake. It will ensure that Central Utah Water can continue to provide drinking water to the residents here in the area because it meets the requirements for protecting a protected species. It also is going to add a lot of recreational amenities on the new project as well as on the river. And if you want to learn more about it, make sure you visit the Provo River Delta Project website. That's provoriverdelta.us. And we'll make sure we have that link and links for all the other projects and resources we're talking about today in the show notes for the podcast. Now, for this year, obviously, right at the end of 2020, the downlisting of the June sucker is a great success associated with this. In 2021 as well, Provo City Parks and Recreation got their designs completed just in February here last month for their Delta Gateway Park, which is going to be a kind of a partnership between the Mitigation Commission that's heading up the Delta Restoration and Provo City to have a city park and a trailhead for the trails that are going to be there to be some great amenities with interpretive exhibits and a themed playground. And it will be a hub on the existing Provo River Parkway Trail. So really a cool spot. A lot of great info on their website. Also in 2021 is the closure of the northern half of Skipper Bay Dyke Trail. Now, for anybody who doesn't recognize that name, that's the trail that starts just outside the Utah Lake State Park campground. So instead of entering the state park, you turn right and immediate left. There's a few parking spots and you can walk that trail out along the water. Well, the northern half of it is going to be closed off because they will have to lower the dike eventually for allowing better access for the delta. So that section of trail, the northern half, is closed permanently, but it's really better to say it's being rerouted. The trail will actually go around the delta, so it'll come back inland. You'll be able to see all the delta and the birds. There'll be a bird tower. There'll be a kayak put in and stuff. So really cool trail, and then you'll be able to go around it and be able to head north through the Waukara Way Trail that we were talking about too. So some great connections there in the next couple of years. So a lot of great information. Their website has some really cool videos, timelines, a really great project to hear that's improving the lake as a whole for the habitat, the wildlife, and for recreation users alike. So great options there to learn about. The third project we want to talk about is the Saratoga Springs Trail Improvements. So this project is not one the commission is necessarily involved in. We do have access to the information due to our work at the lake. But this is a project partnership between the city of Saratoga Springs and the Utah Department of Transportation. So they're constructing two new segments of the Utah Lake Shoreline Trail System, as well as a mitigation corridor, which will facilitate ongoing efforts to restore the shoreline. So those trail segments are a part of their master plan and also a part of the Utah Lake Trail plan, which is a plan to have one continuous trail all the way around the lake. So we're excited to have, I believe this is about total between the two segments is about another 1.5 miles of trail over in Saratoga. And it is going to connect to an existing section of trail that dead ends right now near Inlet Park. and then it goes past the Saratoga Springs Private Marina and connects to an existing section there. And then the last section is from an area called Eagle Park, which is another public access point at the lake for the Saratoga Springs. And then we'll continue south past there as well. Now, we have a really cool flyer from the city they gave us that we'll make sure the link is in the show notes so you can check it out and learn more. But really an awesome project to have more trail there in Saratoga Springs and continue with that effort. Now, if any of you are from the Saratoga area, you may have heard of the old historic canal that was along the shoreline of the lake. In the past, I'm sure it had some great uses, but in the last and most recent years, it's really been a nuisance to the area. It's inhibited caring for the shoreline. It's developed kind of that stagnant water that brings mosquitoes and midge flies more around. It's perfect for Phragmites, which is a problem. And so this plan will actually remove that canal and shift that dirt inland and then use that for the trail to go on. So this is all going to run on state land itself along the lake, but a really cool project to check out. And part of why we bring it up in this episode is, depending on weather, their estimate is to get this done in spring of 2021. So a new, you know, 1.5 miles sections of trail total, about half and half on that. That'll be really cool to check out this summer. So some exciting summer plans there. So really great project. Fourth on our list is the Vineyard Tourism Tax Project. So this project is actually a bundling of three different Utah Lake projects that received funding from the Utah County Tourism and Tax funds that are out there in 2020. So contracts were signed with Vineyard City, American Fork City, and Saratoga Springs City. And the way they structured it is Vineyard will move forward first and receive its funding in 2021 here. And that is to improve their shoreline. And then American Fork Marina, Saratoga Springs, I believe, is next. I could be wrong. Maybe it's AF. But Saratoga Springs will expand their city marina on the southern side, the Pelican Bay Marina. They're going to add another jetty and put in a swimming area. And then American Fork will be expanding and improving their marina as well. And I think they'll go in that order, 2021, 22, 22, 2023. So Vineyard is going to be improving their shoreline. So that could involve a variety of things. Some of the initial designs included things like some piers for people to get out and be able to fish. I saw one even with a restaurant potentially, including improving the trails. There's a small little section of trail that needs to be completed to connect all the way up to Linden Marina. And a lot of other cool amenities like a great nature park, some vegetation improvements and such. So the current update on this Vineyard shoreline project is that it's going to a request for proposal process right now for a shoreline design specialist. So they want to work with someone who can really utilize that shoreline best. And by that, we mean not only we know what's going to be cool ideas down there, but what else is going to work with the natural environment. For example, the Utah Lake Commission actually contracted out a shoreline soils assessment this past summer. And we spoke about that on the podcast before. And what it was a contractor went around and sampled the soil at well over 100 locations all the way around the lake. And the point was to try and determine historically, what did that sediment look like? Was it a sandy beach or was it a wetland or was it rocky? You know, trying to figure out as we restore the shoreline, as we get rid of invasive vegetation and we develop the shoreline and enhance it and protect it, where's the best place to do that? Because we don't want to try and put a beach where there is a wetland. And we also want to make sure we protect those wetlands that exist and don't turn them into beaches. So that will be exciting to see. So they want to work with someone who can use that data and other expertise to create a really cool shoreline for their residents and other visitors alike. And the Utah Lake Commission will be a part of that review committee. So we're excited to be involved in that process. Fifth on our list of projects is Phragmites treatment. Now, if you haven't heard of the word Phragmites, buckle in. Phragmites, and that's with a PH, frag for short, is an invasive weed at Utah Lake, and it is just horrendous. And it's an invasive weed across the United States. If left unchecked without being treated, it can spread up to 15 feet a year. I mean, it's insane how much this stuff grows. So every year, Utah Lake Commission and Utah County partner up, apply for some grants with Utah DNR and UDAF and others to receive grant dollars to remove this invasive vegetation at the lake. So it happens every year. Spray treatment happens in August and September when those seed pods have burst and they can get the most bang for their buck with the weeds. And then mowing and crushing of the weeds that helps it decompose naturally better. That happens year round with two Marshmaster machines. So if you've seen those cool little tank tread type vehicles out there, when I say cool, they look cool, but they only go about 8 miles an hour. They're pretty slow. But cool machines that are out there doing that mowing and crushing. So this year, the exciting development for 2021 is that with the grant dollars that are available and with the successes that we've seen in the most recent 2 or 3 years of reducing the amount of frag that grows back each year, we actually are on schedule to spray the entire shoreline. All 8,300 acres of Utah Lake shoreline will be targeted. There will also be some focus on a restoration work, including some planting of native vegetation and shade trees. And there's also going to be that pilot program of the grazing in the Waukara Way project. So some really cool developments to see that more shoreline than ever before in 1 year is going to be treated. And there's going to be some new seedlings coming in and things that we're going to be testing out and some shade trees planted. And then that pilot grazing program will be really exciting as well to see what happens. So a super cool project to stay tuned and learn more about. Sixth on our list of projects for 2021, this one is one that should be pretty dang awesome for anybody who wants to visit the lake. And that is developing a network of marina cameras that will be available for the public to view. Now, if anybody is slightly familiar with the lake, you may know that the Water Ski Club has had a camera at Utah Lake State Park for a very long time, and that is open to the public. It's on the state park website and a few other spots. Linden Marina, the Utah Lake Commission actually partnered with Linden Marina just last year or the year before and actually got another camera installed at their marina to show a similar view. However, this is actually out right now. We are awaiting, it's been ranked to be fully funded, but we're awaiting final confirmation on a grant through the state parks and recreation to fund an entire network at all 5 public marinas at the lake. So that'd be Lincoln Beach down on the south side, Utah Lake State Park in Provo, Linden Marina, American Fork Marina, and Saratoga Spring City Marina. Now, each marina would actually have cameras that would provide multiple views. So you could see what the parking conditions look like, right? To see how many people are boating at this access point right now. You can check out the boat ramps to see if there's a long line for launching your boat. You could look at lake conditions and a lot of other cool things like that. So this would hopefully be happening by fall, maybe winter of 2021 here this year, so that the following summer, you could actually sign on at any time on the Utah Lake Commission website, and they'll be available in some other spots. We hope to actually have them available in an app as well. But you could actually sign on and say, let's go check out American Fork Marina. Oh, you know what? It looks like they are swamped. There's so many people there. Let's check another marina. Oh, look, Linden doesn't have almost anybody. Let's go there today. Right? You know, the next weekend, get on there. Let's check out lake conditions. You know, I wonder what the waves are looking like or how many boats are out on the water. And you could check that out. So really useful resource for people to have a good experience before they get to the lake and on a regular basis. So we're excited to see that one happening. Stay tuned for more information about that one as well this year. Last but not least on our list, number 7 is a legislative appropriation. Now, we mentioned there were 6 projects, 1 exciting development. This exciting development is this may be the year that Utah Lake has received the most funding it ever has. By that, I mean, the Utah Lake Commission and others apply for grants and there's other projects that go on. But the state legislative appropriations have never been this large. So you already heard me mention $4.4 million for the Waukara Way project. There was an additional $5.4 million appropriated for Utah Lake this year. That's a total of $9.8 million for Utah Lake. We are so excited. You got to understand, there is no ongoing funding source for Utah Lake. The marinas, they do have their revenues. That takes care of their operation only. And then other entities have funds that they have or they apply for grants for particular project efforts. So like Phragmites, we apply for grants with the state. Algae blooms, monitoring and all that stuff, that comes through the Division of Water Quality, what they have in their budget or what they can request through the state. The Provo River Delta project, those were federal dollars, state dollars, and a variety of other dollars that were allocated for that. There is no source of funding. There's no tax. There is no bond. There is none of that for the lake. So it is heavily reliant upon appropriations and grant dollars for those to happen. So it's really amazing to hear just how much money is going to go towards improving Utah Lake. So let's talk a little bit about where that's going. So as we mentioned, 4.4 of the 9.8 is going to the Walk Our Way project specifically. Of the other 5.4, $1 million is going to be for algae bloom remediation. So that is going to be ongoing work, probably with the Department of Environmental Quality, the Department of Natural Resources, and the commission to work on remediating algae blooms. There's a lot of research that is going on that needs to be supported, and there are a lot of efforts to test out technologies at the lake as well. So really exciting to hear that. $800,000 is for shoreline restoration work. So this will be helping with the Phragmites treatment that we talked about and other efforts to restore the shoreline. By that, we mean getting rid of invasive vegetation, bringing in native vegetation, opening it up for recreational access, and improving that habitat for wildlife. $2.6 million is for marina upgrades. I'm so stoked about this one. It is a great opportunity for the marinas to have some dollars to be able to match with their own and some of the tourism dollars that have come in and other grants like the Office of Outdoor Recreation that are out there and actually make some great progress on the recreation available at Utah Lake. So definitely stay tuned while we have more info on this. We just barely got the confirmation that it was all approved recently, and we have not heard how it's all going to be divided out. It will funnel down through the Department of Natural Resources, so there will be more information in the coming weeks. And last of that $5.4 million is $1 million for invasive species remediation. And so a part of this is most likely to go towards supporting the June sucker recovery efforts, helping with carp removal and other projects that will happen to try and improve the fishery for the June sucker and for the health of the lake and also for recreation as well. So super exciting projects, the Wakara Way Conservation Project, the Provo River Delta Restoration Project. Don't you love how long these names are? The Saratoga Springs Trail Improvements, the Vineyard Tourism Project for their shoreline, Phragmites Treatment, and the Network of Marina Cameras. Guys, 2021 is going to be an amazing year. I look forward so much to the end of this year, just looking back and seeing at what all has happened with these. And, you know, things can change. You know, last year we thought we had an appropriation for the Wakara Way Conservation Project, and then the pandemic happened and that got retracted. So, you know, maybe all these won't come. But if even just one makes a significant progress, it will be a great change for Utah Lake. So thank you, as always, for listening to the podcast. If you have more questions about these, make sure you check the links in our show notes or check out our website, utahlakecommission.org. It is a great resource for you to learn more. We'd love to answer your questions and hear different ideas. In fact, the Marina Camera Network was an idea suggested by a resident. Someone came up to our staff at one of our meetings and said, hey, you know, I heard, you know, I've seen this happen at some other lakes. Is that something that can happen at Utah Lake? And it's taken us some time and some effort to figure out how to do it, but we are excited to see that one come into fruition. So thanks so much for listening in. Share the podcast with your friends. We'd love to get this out to more people. So help us spread the word about the facts, fiction, and fun of Utah Lake. You've been listening to Utah Lake Facts, Fiction, and Fun. For more information and resources, visit utahlakecommission.org/podcast. Thanks for listening.